What do you think of Brian's off-season training? You got
here we go.
He's pulling a truck around. Here what do you think go. About that, huh? You guys talk about that in the room?
Oh, you talk about it all the time. Yeah? That was great. I loved it.
Yeah, Carp loved it. Carp makes fun of me every day.
Did he really?
Pulling a truck. I told Carp he should try it because he doesn't like running. I might as well pull a truck. Carp just got a truck, though. Carp just bought a pickup truck.
Did you help him pick it up?
I did not help him. I came in the parking lot and I was looking and I was like, dang, whose truck is that? Lo and behold, it was his. When I walked out there, he goes, oh, you see my new truck?
Did he approve of the selection?
It was awesome. I think it's great. He can pull it. I'm going to buy him a harness.
Wanted to be like Brian here. I had to get a truck.
Oh, Broswell. Have a good day, Brian.
Not only are Brian Winters and James Carpenter good friends, they form one of the NFL's top guard tandems. Playing for the Jets, they were lucky enough to learn from some of the best in the business.
You played with Nick Mangold, the Brickshaw Ferguson. Do you consider this a new era up front?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when I first came to the NFL, I was playing in between the Brickshaw and, you know, Mangold. They were older guys then. Then I got to learn from them and, you know, pretty much pick their brains. We used to have Nick Mangold school when I was a rookie, and he would sit down with me and teach me the basics and going through everything. So, you know, respect the heck out of them and what they've done and what they've taught us, but we're trying to build something ourselves now too.
When Winters re-upped with the Jets in January, he did so with the goal in mind.
Brian, when you resigned, you said, we want to be the best guard combination in the National Football League. Why is that important to you?
James and I were building something before contract talk was in the works, and we always tell each other before we practice, man, let's be the best. So we go out with that mentality, and like I said, started something, I wanted to finish it. You know, that's the thing that him and I tell each other before we go out to practice and the games, and seems to be working.
James, what was your reaction when Brian resigned a four-year deal?
You know, I appreciate it. I was glad he came back because you're right, we was going to start something that was going to be great. And we work on it every day, and he helps me be the best I can, so I'm glad he came back.
What do you have to do to be effective on the inside? Because you guys play at such a high level.
Yeah, things are happening a lot faster. You know, our tackle, you know, you got one guy out there and you're going against him the whole time. But, you know, you got a three technique or a head up guy, he's right on top of you. You got to react fast. You got a little more time outside. You have to be a little more of a finesse player. But inside, you got to have a mean streak.
How much do you enjoy that? Because when people talk about you, Carp, they always bring up your mean streak.
No, that's the best part, you know, to be able to go out there and flip the switch and try to run people over. That's the best part to me.
Carp's got a switch. Carp's got a big
switch. Let's talk about that switch.
Everyone's got a switch, but Carp's switch is huge.
Well, get into that. Give me some examples of what he's done out there where you're like...
He's just a nasty player, man. You just look at the tape. You know, he's one of those guys that you're like, oh, you know what I mean? He's a good player. I like it.
One of my favorite things, you know, is looking at, you know, intensity in Brian's eyes in the huddle when we get ready to go out there onto the field. Like, Carp's always patting me on the back, hey, let's go, Josh, take us there, you know. And I'm always like, man, you're going to take me there because I'm behind you, you know, you're the guy. So both these guys, man, it's a thrill to play with them. Feel really good whenever those two guys are in the lineup. They bring speed and power and an intensity to the group. And more than anything, they're pros. I think together, as they grow, the sky's the limit for them.
You guys aren't receivers, you're not running backs, you're not quarterbacks, you don't have the ball in your hand, you're not sacking anybody, you're not even the center of the tackle. I feel like it's the most overlooked position in the National Football League.
Well, I took a lot of pride in it. I really want me and Brian to just beat every defensive lineman that comes in front of us. We work hard at that every day.
All 11 people got to do their job on the field. So, you know, if you don't hear about us, that means we're doing the right thing.